I was a foreigner here. I came here and I remember that there was some special time by some old tradition reserved for prayer. And that time, the big malls were closed. How did it happen? That's how it happens. Without realizing it, suddenly something will move on, and that's what you have it all in your house tonight. Please take up a sale, big sale, 80% off, 30% off. If Sunday everything is 50% off, nobody goes to prayer. The prophet will be alone in the mosque. That's what happened here. Friday, it's the best time to have a say. They announce that we have a say, so the prophet is alone with a couple of poor, needy people. Yes?
Ye have dispersed madly towards the wheat, and left a prophet standing.
Let me say that that's all in Arabic, because suddenly he went emotional. This is what happens, because some announcement of some fun stuff or some cheap stuff, you forget about the God, the truth, and all of that. How it happens? He goes in Arabic, yes, he says that, and again, it's not enough, yes.
On account of the wheat, he sowed the seed of vanity and forsook that messenger of God. Companionship with him is better than pastime and riches. See whom thou hast forsaken, rub an eye. Verily, to your greed, did not this become certain, that I am the provider and the best of them that provide?
Yeah, come on. Keep your eyes, look at it. I'm talking about sohbat here. Means sitting together, musahabat, all that, you know what it is, sohbat. Said, sohbat with this messenger is better than whatever fun you could find or whatever having material stuff. Look what you left, what you picked up. You're switching from this to that. Yes?
He that giveth sustenance from himself unto the wheat, how should he let thy acts of trust be wasted? For the sake of wheat, thou hast become parted from him who hath sent the wheat from heaven.
As simple as that. So, when I'm talking about that little stuff in you, the childish stuff in you, which was in this citizen fellow, I'm talking about that enormous appetite for having fun or having some benefits. And these two are in you. What do? They divert your attention. The attention you need to give to your heart, which is seeking for Haq, will be wasted because you are attending to your greed or that childish fun stuff. Yes.
How the falcon invited the ducks to come from the water to the plain. Says the falcon to the duck, arise from the water that thou mayest see the plains diffusing sweetness. The wise duck says to him, away, O falcon, the water is our stronghold and safety and joy. The devil is like the falcon. O ducks, make haste. Beware, do not come out of your stronghold, the water. They say to the falcon, begone, begone. Turn back and keep thy hand off our heads, O kind friend.
This is a special story. Because later you will realize that when we talk about the dark, dark represents not a very good, best part of us. When dark is a part of my ego. Here is another style, another picturing, maybe another color for the story. There are these falcon, which is falcon ego, the best one, flying stuff. And there is this duck. Which one do you think you want to be? You need them both, remember. But here, the falcon is calling the duck to fly with us. The duck will say, I'm sorry. I'm not going to leave the safety of water for that flying around and having fun. This is how the story starts. Listen to the way he explains this, not only the story. Yes.
We are quit of thy invitation, the invitation for thyself. We will not listen to these words of thine, O infidel. The stronghold is for us. Let the sugar and sugar fields be thine. I do not desire thy gift. Take it for thyself. Whilst there is life, food will not fail. When there is an army, banners will not fail.
Here the word is junk, it's not life. Which is a little bit different. You know, junk for Rumi is very special. Yes?
The prudent Hajar offered many an excuse and made many a pretext to the obstinate devil. At this moment, said he, I have serious matters. If I come, they will not be set in order. The king has charged me with a delicate affair, and because of expecting me, he has not slept during the night. I dare not neglect the king's command. I cannot fall into disgrace with the king. Every morning and evening a special officer arrives and requests of me a means of escape. Do you deem it right that I should go into the country with the result that the king would knit his brows? How should I heal his anger after that? Surely by this I should bury myself alive. He related 100 pretexts of this sort. Expedience did not coincide with God's decree.
Aha. First of all, what a long stuff, and the guy didn't cheat, did he? Rumi didn't say he's lying and he's this. Why did he say yes, he will bring excuses here. But look what the excuse is all about. Means that this citizen fellow, he knows where he's standing. He says, first of all, there is a king, and that king wants me to do something. And if I don't do it, he will not sleep. Remember sleeping and that old stuff we talked about. And even further, that every moment, every morning, sabah, that moment of the light coming out, a very special agent of the king is coming for inspection. When I wake up, my consciousness is waking up at the same time, and he's asking me to do something. And really, do you think that it's okay if I do something wrong, that the king would move his eyebrow? The king wasn't supposed to sleep at night for this stuff, but the guy would say, I'm worried even about that little eyebrow. And he brought 100 kind of these excuses. It doesn't work. It didn't work. Why? Because these are all cheating. Because he's bringing this excuse, but the children are pushing, and he accepts a little bit of this. good feeling about it. So it doesn't work. Why? Listen why.
If the atoms of the world contrive expedience, they are naught against the ordinance of heaven.
The ordinance, to me, is the consequence. Is that, yes, ordinance, whatever, at all. If all the atoms in existence try to turn different from that consequence of creation, that it will not work. Yes?
How shall this earth flee from heaven? How shall it conceal itself from it? Whatsoever may come from heaven to the earth, it has no refuge or device or hiding place.
Yeah, there are some rules dictated, comes from the heaven news, that everything is turning around. If something wants to stop, impossible. Everything should turn around. This is what it is. There are some stuff in this universe, there are some rules in this universe that we are not going to break, nobody will. We should follow some rules. Remember, we are talking about exception, but that doesn't mean that there is no rule. If there is no rule, no exception. Rule and exception are both sides of one coin. Remember that. So there are stuff that you cannot cheat. Yes?
It's fire from the sun raining on it. It has laid its face before its fire. And if the rain is making a flood upon it and devastating the cities upon it, it has become resigned to it, like Job saying, I am captive. Bring whatever thou wilt. O thou who art a part of this earth, do not lift up thy head. When thou seest the decree of God, do not withdraw.
Did you listen? He said, oh, you? Means you. What he said? He said, when you will see the consequence which is just, it should happen. Remember, that's just, so you should accept it. Accept the consequences when they arrive. Yes?
Since thou hast heard, we created thee of dust. He has required thee to be dust. Do not avert thy face. Mark how I have sown the seed in the earth. Thou art dust of the earth, and I have raised it aloft. Do thou once more adopt the practice of earthiness, that I may make thee prince over all princes.
See, by earthiness means coming down to earth, being what you are, without all those inflation of the ego. So whatever inflated ego you have, remember, you should come down, be what real you are. Because everything in this universe is like what? What is this universe to God? It is cultivation. Something is growing up. Something is happening. This is when you look at it and say, I just put the seeds over there. The growth will happen. In your heart, I just put the seeds. You should try to grow it up. Yes?
Water goes from above to below. Then from below, it goes up above. The wheat went beneath the earth from above. Afterward, it became ears of corn and sprang up quickly.
Again and again, talking about something like this. It says, you should go down first to go up next. First is reducing something here. Remember? Do you remember we talked about the polishing? Getting rid of something, making room for something else.